The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to a special edition of the Sprint Car Show here at the Sealands Grove Speedway. It's the 31st annual National Open for 410 Sprint Cars, the Jim Nace Memorial, and Pat Kennon wins it for the third straight year. We'll hear from Pat Kennon, runner-up Fred Raymer, and Lance DeWeese. That's all coming up next on this special edition of the Sprint Car Show, brought to you by Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. The world leader in suspension technology, Penske Racing Shocks has been providing custom-built, high-performance shock absorbers to all forms of racing for over 20 years. Offering only the highest quality suspension products, shocks are available in non, single, double, triple, and four-way adjustable configurations. All Penske Racing Shocks are hand-built, tailored to meet a driver's feel or car setup, and dyno-tested, ensuring the highest attention is paid to detail, consistency, and performance. For your short track needs, contact Dave Reedy at Penske Shocks at 610-375-6180. That's 610-375-6180. Penske Racing Shocks are available direct from the manufacturer or through many dealers worldwide. Visit them on the web at www.penskeshocks.com. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions.
Hi, this is Jessica Zemkin. You're listening to the Sprint Car Show with Sean Wood.
Back here at the Sealands Grove Speedway with tonight's winner of the National Open, Pat Kennon. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's our third in a row here. Almost was four in a row, real close a couple years back. But yeah. And just awesome staying back here in victory lane.
Talking to your crew chief there, engine vibration all throughout the night. What was going on, and was there thoughts that whether or not that engine was going to hold up?
Yeah, it wasn't Well, the engine's been vibrating all year long, and we've been chasing it, trying to figure out what's going on. And we thought we made some changes this week, but obviously it wasn't right. But it vibrated from the word go tonight, vibrated the brakes right off in the heat race, and just kind of hung on there. And my put new brakes on it, but my hopes for the feature were pretty bleak. So guys kept working on it, and I just went out there and said, well, I'll see if I can hold on to it. I mean, I barely could hold on to the wheel. The engine's vibrating that bad, but that's enough.
How do you drive this place as fast as Sealands Grove is with no brakes?
Well, actually, a few years back, we had a little issue with some brake issues, and you just learn how to drive it after a while and just hope you don't get in bad situations.
Brian Leppel was pretty much on your tail through the first 24 laps, except a few laps here and there. You opened up a bit of a lead. He did have an engine let go, but then you had Raymer, DeWeese, even Stevie Smith behind you. What was going through your mind there at the fuel break on lap 24?
Well, I thought we had a pretty good pace up to there. I was kind of keeping the tires pretty underneath me there a little bit, and car was driving pretty well. We got a little tight, like everybody does behind lap traffic. Then I just wanted to make sure the tires got off pretty good, and we got rolling pretty good there. The car started to lose a little balance there at the end, and got stuck behind a couple lap cars there, and I think that would allow some guys to get up back on me. And I knew if I get to the center in 3 and 4, pretty good there. I saw Fred a couple times there, but I knew if we get to the center pretty good, I should be all right to hold him off to the line. So,
one caution in the race on lap 26 on that restart. Lance pulled the move you normally pull here on Saturday nights, diving to the low side through 1 and 2 and then taking off and passing. He said he got up to you but couldn't get past you. Was there a concern then when he came up along you there off of turn 2 on lap 26 as to whether or not you still had enough in the car left to win this race?
Yeah, I knew if I kept momentum going up off the top, because we were driving pretty straight up off the top there, if I could get through there clean and didn't let him get too far up on me, I should be good. And then we got through 3 and 4 with some speed, and I was able to gap us. And through that early part of that segment there, running the top, just kind of keep it going there, we're going pretty good. So I felt pretty comfortable at that point.
I'd be remiss if I didn't go back lap 8 of the race. Ryan Kissinger gets up on two wheels, and you probably had, oh my goodness, not again, because you've had a few bit of bad lucks here and there in this National Open. What happened, and how did you survive getting around his car pulling that big wheelie?
Yeah, I don't know. There was a hole getting in the high side of 1 and 2 there. You had to be careful with it. I don't know if he bumped that or not. He got a little sideways there and reared up right next to the wheel, did a wheel stand right up against the fence there. And at least it came down to where he can control it and drive himself out. So I was able then to get slowed up in time.
Of course, as everybody knows, we are the best sprint car drivers in the world racing here week in and week out in Central Pennsylvania. Tonight was no exception. Fred Raymer comes lap 40. He's right there. What was going through your mind as Raymer was closing in on you?
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know your pace is slowing down there at the end. And the lap cars, they were crossing up and trying to slide each other and everything. And they're giving them the move over flag. And you're just like, come on. Come on, guys. Let's just single file out here. To at least give me a chance here. So, I usually know you got to get to the bottom of 3 and 4, especially these long races, you know, slicks off. But I was gaining enough speed to maintain up top, and I just said, you know what, we're going to let's keep it up here and see if we can get to the end.
Being a second-generation driver, I know you have a lot of respect for the history of this sport. What does it mean to hold off a guy like Fred Raymer, who has won 54 times here in his career and is a two-time track champion in the 410 division back in the day at Sealands Grove?
Oh, yeah, it means the world. I mean, yeah, the sport's really going to miss him when he calls it quits the end of this year. But he's a good guy. And like I said, you know, people have different issues with different drivers over the years. But Fred, Lance, all those guys, they've been always good to me and drove me clean. And I drive them with respect, too, and they always show it back. And that's all you can ask for as a driver.
Well, Paz, always thanks for your time and congratulations on picking up another big check here at the National Open.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, ain't it?
With a nice second place finisher in the National Open, Fred Raymer. Well, Fred, 54 times you went to victory lane here at Sealands Grove. You almost made it 55. You were really padded in. What happened there over the past, over the last few laps?
The lap cars. You know, he had to pass them, but I just didn't get through the lap cars as good as I should have, and just one of them deals.
You said earlier in the night you love running at this place, and what was going through your mind as the laps were winding down and you saw that three getting closer and closer to you?
Yeah, just try and keep hitting my marks and run the best laps I could, and I did it probably 80% of the time. I needed to do 100%. I guess, just like I told them guys, I just need a little more experience.
There's one more potential race here. Will we see you in October, or don't you know yet?
I'm week to week. I don't know. See how it goes. Appreciate everybody coming out, and appreciate all the fan support I get here. And just, I'll see. I've just had enough. You know what I mean? I've had enough.
What about, do you have one memory outside of tonight's race? Is there one thing about racing, or what did you, besides the fans, what did you enjoy about racing here? And was it to your style that you liked Sealands Grove so much?
I don't know. When the track gets just right, you can run anywhere on the racetrack at a pretty good speed. And, you know, it makes it enjoyable rather than just be a one-lane track like everything else we race on. So just one of them deals. I just enjoyed racing here, and I've always run good cars, so just lucky.
Well, Fred, we appreciate your time, and as always, thank you so much, and what a tremendous run. And if it is your last run here at Sealands Grove, you left one heck of an impression with the fans.
Yeah, I mean, 55, it's pretty fast pace you're clipping around here, and just, you know, just wish I could have won.
The night's third place finisher, Lance DeWeese. Well, what a heck of a National Open here tonight. Battle with Fred Raymer throughout the night. Talk about your race from start to finish.
And we were just really free, especially with a little fuel in the car. And it took us 10 laps to really get rolling. And I knew if we didn't get that fixed under the fuel stop, I would be killing the left rears. And that's what we did. We just killed the left rear on the car and just lost all the drive. And hung in there for a third, and, you know, Fred, you know, got by me there. You know, I gave it all I had. We got a good run at Cannon on that restart, but I just couldn't make the pass stick. I think we could have got in front of him. It'd been a little different story because the clean air here is everything. But, you know, it's a third, you know, not what we wanted, and we'll get ready for our next race.
Normally that pass is made by Pat Cannon on his fellow competitors here on a sorry night, diving down to the low side through 1 and 2, and he pulls it off. Any chance that you thought that coming off of turn 2 you might have gotten a little bit of clean air to give your car a little bit of advantage?
No, we just never got him cleared, and we're just too free. And I knew when I went in there, and we just started sliding a little bit too much to clear him, but you know, it was going to be close, and we just couldn't. He just carried the momentum around and got us off the corner, and then that kind of was it for us in the second half. But, you know, hey, we worked hard at it. You know, we put ourselves in a position to win, and we just couldn't get her done tonight.
Rounding out the top five was Greg Hodnett, who set fast time with a lap of 16.106 seconds, and Stevie Smith. 6th through 10th was Aaron Ott, Brent Marks, Chad Layton, Mike Eardley, and Steve Buckwalter. Heats for the 31 sprint cars went to Danny Dietrich, Brian Leppo, and Fred Raymer, and Chad Layton won the B main. Again, Pat Kennon wins his third consecutive National Open for the 410 Sprint Cars, the Jim Nace Memorial, here at the Sewens Grove Speedway. This special edition of the Sprint Car Show has been brought to you by Penske Racing Shocks. Penske Racing Shocks, the competitive advantage of champions. In Sewens Grove, Pennsylvania, at the Sewens Grove Speedway, Sean Wood for the DirtTrackChannel.com.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.